Back here on Downtown on the G&M Family Market phone line, and we're joined now by Alistair Overeem, who will be facing Junior Dos Santos as part of UFC on Fox this Saturday night. Alistair, welcome to Downtown.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well, and I'm very excited for Saturday because after all these years of waiting, you finally get to challenge Junior Dos Santos. What does it mean to you to finally get this matchup?
I know. Tell me about it. Now, you know, it was this summer. I was actually aiming to fight August, but Junior was injured then. And then August passed, September approached. And I was listening to Junior's interviews, and I never heard him mention my name. So that just made me think, hey, maybe he doesn't want this fight. So we'll just push him a little bit, push his buttons. And it worked. We got the fight. But initially, JDS didn't want anything of me. So I'm happy that we finally got this materialized. I believe it's a fight that the whole world wants to see. UFC included, everyone wants to see this fight. So very happy to get it on the way Saturday.
After a two-fight winning streak heading into this weekend, do you feel like you're starting to figure things out here in the UFC and in the octagon as of late?
I believe so. Instrumental has been the new camp at Jackson's MMA. They've just been great coaches there, great atmosphere, great vibe. Everybody's helping each other. Of course, we have the other champions. In my opinion, they're champions. You know, Cowboy, he's fighting the same night for the belt, challenging Dos Anjos for the belt. We have Holly Holm, just beat Ronda Rousey. We got John Jones, also the number one in my view. And Carlos Condit, who's going to fight for the belt in January.
I actually was reading up about your camp, and I heard one of the things since you've been coming and joining the camp was that you like to challenge people in FIFA, the video game. Now, is there anyone who can contend with you when you play FIFA against them?
Actually, there's this one little kid, Danny Abad. Danny, if you're listening, you know exactly what I mean. Now, he's a very good player, but anybody else in the team? Nah. Kyle Mokas, the Australian kid, who just had a beautiful first-round knockout in Melbourne, UFC Melbourne. He tries, but he doesn't come too close.
We're talking with Alistair Overeem, who will be facing Junior Dos Santos coming up on UFC on Fox this Saturday night. Now, European fighters are starting to gain some more mainstream prominence once again. Of course, Conor McGregor garnering a lot of that this last weekend with a 13-second knockout. But what does it mean for you to represent the continent of Europe and also England and the Netherlands every single time you step into the octagon?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're not very nationalistic, you know, especially in Holland. People don't really grasp MMA fully yet. You know, we're still waiting on the UFC to do their first event there. I hear there's talks about them doing their event in 2016. So, and I expect it to be become a lot bigger thing over there. But as of now, in Holland, MMA is not that alive. I mean, the fights are being broadcast. That is true. In England, I think it's bigger because they have been having their events now for some time. UFC events.
Now, you're at the age of 35, 54 pro MMA fights in your career. Are you still motivated by one day achieving that UFC title?
Very motivated, very motivated. I'm Strikeforce Dream and K-1 champion. If you add my K-1 fights, my kickboxing fights on that record, I believe you'll get around 80, 82 fights, somewhere around that, 84. I should actually count that. I've not counted that ever. But I think like 80, 84 fights. So it's a lot of fights. It's been a long road, but my body's healthy. I'm happy. I'm in a very good spot at Jackson's now. I'm very motivated to get the belt. Even if you look at Verdum, he made a tremendous comeback. You know, came from nowhere, and now he's a UFC champion, and that really fires me up. That really motivates me to keep on going and keep on performing and winning my fights.
Speaking of the heavyweight division, how do you assess it right now in the UFC?
Well, the whole heavyweight division, I don't know. But my fight, I'm fighting JDS. He's ranked number 2. I believe the winner of this fight is going to fight for a title.
Talking with Alistair Overeem, who will be facing, as you mentioned, Junior Dos Santos as part of UFC on Fox this Saturday night. Should be a loaded card, including Donald Cerrone, who's also in your camp, fighting for the title as well. I got to talk to you about your first fight in the UFC, in the organization. It was against Brock Lesnar. Are you a little disappointed that he decided to go back to professional wrestling as opposed to taking you on in a rematch down the road?
Nah, I did not expect him to re-sign with the UFC. I mean, he came in with a bang, and he kind of slowly faded away. For him, you know, he already been there, and I've looked in his eyes. We've had that stare down. I did not see any pleasure in his eyes at the end. It was a different look that he had in the beginning. He was not enjoying him anymore in the UFC, and then when you're not enjoying yourself, it's no place for you.
And finally, do you have a prediction for your fight against Junior coming up this weekend?
No prediction, but I have an outcome for you, and that is I'm going to be having my hands raised.
I like it. I like it a lot. Alistair Overeem will be facing Junior Dos Santos as part of UFC on Fox this Saturday night. Alistair, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, man. Enjoy.
Thank you. That was perfect.